News Network. He's not Rush. He's not Sean. He's Dan. Dan Newman. And as usual, he's got the inside scoop on what's really happening in D.C. and everywhere else in the U.S. and the world. TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's Dan.
Well, folks, today is the day. It's D-Day. Once again, the United States government faces the dilemma of running out of money and operating itself. That alone is almost comical. How does somebody or some entity that has total control of how much money it has, how much it can spend, and what it spends it on, how do they run out of money? But it will at midnight tonight. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Newman, and I want to thank you for joining us here today at Truth News Network. Does anybody but me think that 535 paid politicians in Washington let the government get to this spot again and again is insane? It blows my mind to think that these several hundred government experts cannot or do not craft a budget, get it passed in the House, get it passed in the Senate, and signed into law by the president in time to fund government operations the way they are supposed to be. But it happens over and over, and it's happened still again. What seems to be the problem? The answer to that has been hidden for some time. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe what should be said is that the accurate answer to that has been kept secret. There have been lots of opinions floated around, explanation for what's been happening and why, but the truth is now out. So let's get right to the truth. Let's begin with analysis of the reason. Honestly, it should have been easy for Americans to see why these continuing resolutions have been put in place by Congress and the President regarding government spending on a short-term basis only. Many have suspected why, but now it's pretty clear. It's not been about the Democrat or Republican parties. It's not about dollars and cents. And it's certainly not because those 435 people plus 100 more cannot figure out the best way to spend American tax dollars, our tax dollars. It's because most of those 535 in total have had a secret purpose for a long time in controlling government spending and where those dollars go. Their purpose? To remove the borders of the United States of America. I hope you didn't spit coffee when you read or heard that last line. It is true, folks. Why else would every month or two we find ourselves at a drop-dead day and hour to put not a federal budget in place, but just a continuing resolution, a short-term gap for government spending? Because that group, let's call them Open Borders Incorporated, sense their power slipping away, and they have a lot of power, enough power to do this over and over again. It's been happening for years, and it's a secret no more. So for just a few moments, let's answer your obvious question. Why and who would want that? We'll answer it by asking and answering some what or why else questions. So here we go. What or why else would U.S. mainstream media, purportedly in the tank for the Democrat Party, denigrate everything to do with border security, with ICE, and the alleged mistreatment of illegals in captivity? What or why else would that same media downgrade the real numbers of illegals now in the United States? Can you believe that in such a sophisticated society, with the ability to get numbers and pull them together from all corners of the United States, nobody gives us any accurate numbers about how many illegals are here? They don't give us the accurate number of how many illegals come across the border every month, or how many of those are criminals or terrorists or have records. What or why else would no one in the media beat the public over the head with videos and pictures of illegals crossing the border? You hardly ever see any of that. What or why else would none of the mainstream media give the public names of those quoted experts that say, quote, there's no need for a wall, and that, quote, walls don't work? What or why else would nobody get government officials on the air or in print from any of the other 161 countries on earth who have border walls that do work? What or why else would no media outlet, absolutely not one, either on television, radio, or in print, give the actual names of people who have been robbed, stabbed, shot, raped, or are victims of break-ins or other violent crimes at the hands of illegals, so that Americans can see firsthand the realities of crimes committed by many of those illegals? What or why else would no media outlet, absolutely not one, persistently present Border Patrol agents, ICE agents, or other immigration officials, or local or state or regional law enforcement officials who were consistent in their declarations that a border wall barrier would dramatically lessen crime committed by illegal immigrants who cross into the U.S.? Why is that? Why else would politicians and their media lapdogs continue to create and perpetuate the perception that there is no reason for a border wall, and only agree that border security needs to be improved? A very generic border security is the term that they use. Why would politicians on the left refuse to speak out against the influx of illegals? They never want to talk about, oh, they're bad, or it's horrible, or they're breaking the law, and we got to keep them out. Why else would politicians continue to allow any immigrants into the U.S. that are illegal? Think about that. They're illegals when they step foot in the United States without permission, without legally obtaining permission to do so. That's breaking the law. That means they're criminal. Why else would politicians, any politicians, not loudly and consistently demand diligent arrest and prosecution of all those illegals for their crimes, not just the crossing the border crimes, but the other crimes they commit after they get here? Why else would members of Congress not vote for any and all necessary funding to add immigration judges and support staff necessary to initiate and complete the legal process, the pending legal processes for all immigration cases that now number approximately 900,000. Why else has no administration, not one, issued a hard and non-negotiable demand that all Central American countries and Mexico stop all illegal immigrant attempts to breach the United States border coming from those countries? And the either-or non-negotiable demand that should be issued by the United States, you know what it is? We're not going to pay you the hundreds of millions of dollars in foreign aid that you've been receiving year after year after year from the United States until you stop it. No budget, no immigration form, no wall. The reason? Simple answer. Open borders. That's right, open borders. And in spite of what most feel, the cry for open borders may come loudest from Democrats, but it is not exclusive to those from the party of Roosevelt, Kennedy, Carter, Clinton, and Obama. While Democrats heatedly deny being in favor of open borders, their actions and even their own words say otherwise. Much the same can be said about many Republicans. We'll call them establishment Republicans. Both parties want unrestricted flood of immigrants into the United States, but for different reasons. Democrats want a permanent underclass that reliably votes Democrat. Their party's falling apart. People are bailing from the Democrat Party left and right because it's not the party that it used to be. It's becoming a party of people crying for true socialism. And most Democrats don't like that. Establishment Republicans want cheap labor to keep their Chamber of Commerce buddies happy. Neither party acknowledges any negative consequences of the current open board policy, allowing far more than voters and workers to enter into our country. Ignored in doing so, lots of things, but what immediately comes to mind, the contagious diseases that are still uncommon in America, that are being brought across the borders every day. We're seeing it all over the United States. People don't just stay in Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and California when they come into the U.S. across those borders illegally. They go all over the United States, and they're bringing all the bugs and the disease everywhere they go. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Or the criminals we read about daily in the news, raping and killing of Americans, and again, not all of them. And that's not to mention potential terrorists. So how does all of this play out? Well, let me ask you this. What if there weren't a President Trump working to build a wall and to insert other measures to seal the southern border? Instead, suppose we had a president named, Jeb or Marco, happy to grant amnesty to the 10 to 20 or even more illegals already in the country, a number which would certainly double as soon as amnesty was proposed. Gallup tells us that 147 million adults would move to the U.S. if they were given the chance. That's a poll they took in Central and South America. That's almost half the current U.S. population. And oh, by the way, how many of those 147 million adults have kids? If you assume one child per adult, you have just doubled that number. And don't forget, grandma and grandpa. Pretty soon, we've more than doubled the U.S. population. That means more people with no increase in the necessary infrastructure to support a population increase. Yeah, the economy's good, folks, but it ain't that good. As a country, we can't even maintain our infrastructure with our current population. Look at the subway stations or the airports in New York City or the bridges over Western Pennsylvania rivers or the pothole streets of Chicago and the pothole streets in your town. Who in Washington, D.C., among our elected leadership, sees a problem with unrestricted immigration? Among the ranks of those who have the power and authority to make a difference on the subject, there are few besides President Trump. I'm not saying he's flying solo, but what I am saying is his Boeing 757 still has a number of empty seats, and far more empty seats than there should be. There is certainly no similar sentiment from the leadership across the aisle. According to Nancy Pelosi, everybody's favorite Californian, quote, "Our view of the law is that if somebody is here without sufficient documentation, that is no reason for deportation." And she's not alone. Hillary Clinton, thank God not in power, but still Hillary Clinton, instead only coughing in half-filled lecture halls, shares Pelosi's views. She said this, quote, "Of the people, the undocumented people living in our country, I do not want to see them deported." Which, by the way, would be a provision of U.S. federal law, immigration law, deportation. Chuck Schumer joined the chorus, declaring that President Trump will not get the U.S.-Mexico border wall, quote, "in any form." Republicans, Not much better. Despite control of both houses of Congress for the past 2 years until the midterms, with a president firmly in favor of shutting the open border, Republicans could not find a way to fund the wall. They looked under every park bench, in every alley, but they couldn't find enough money. Funding Planned Parenthood, despite campaign promises to the contrary, was easy for Speaker Paul Ryan to push through. And Republicans wonder why they did so poorly during the midterm elections. There's a reason why their likability numbers hover around 10%. When America can't support her existing population, why add more to the mix? Too many Americans right now, legal Americans, are living on the streets, going without adequate food and good health care. Many attend crumbling schools. They drive on third world roadways, fly through decrepit airports, and look at a federal budget constantly running in the red. The law of holes states, if you find yourself in a hole, quit digging. America's in a big hole in so many ways, yet that smart set in Washington wants to keep digging deeper and deeper. An open border is just one more way of digging America into a deeper hole. So let's summarize this. Make no mistake about this. If the autocrats in Washington, Democrats, Republicans, independents, I don't care. If they wanted to seal the southern border would already be sealed. No one would get in. That statement is identical to the one that answers the question asked by millions of you. If it is against federal law to possess and use marijuana, other than as prescribed medically, here in the United States, why do multiple states allow it to happen and the feds refuse to enforce the United States federal laws that make doing so illegal? Same answer to that question. If they wanted it, there would be no marijuana. Here's the skinny in this conversation. Many in Congress want border barriers gone. Period. Numbered among those are Democrats, lots of Republicans, more than we'd like to say, and a bunch of independents. Oh, they all have reasons. They all have excuses. And they justify those reasons and excuses with a plethora of explanations. But what is common among all of those is this. They have each justified to themselves and others their active allowance and sometimes even support of immigration fraud and illegalities with total disregard for the laws of the United States and the enforcement of those laws. They ignore the personal, the corporate, the national cost of ignoring those and even a bunch of other laws. And somehow, that's okay. That's okay with those guys and those girls. But the most important thing they ignore in their complicity in immigration lawbreaking is this. There was only one fundamental difference between the United States of America and the nation of Russia and a whole bunch of other nations. There are many differences, believe me, but really one, just one really big one. The rule of law. Now, there are plenty of laws in Russia, just as there are in the United States. But in Russia, there is an autocratic group of political elites who have garnered among themselves and a selected few others the power to simply ignore some of the laws of Russia. And why would they do that? Because what drives their boat are the things that they want and that they don't want in total disregard of other Russians and what Russian laws state. That being said, know this as an absolute factual certainty as you lay your head on your pillow tonight after you tuck your precious babies into bed. There is a group of political elites in Washington, D.C., and a bunch of others around the country. They have claimed and have assumed the authority to do that exact same thing in the United States as those Russian autocrats have been doing for decades in Russia, ignoring laws for the benefits of an entitled few. Is that the America you want for those babies you just tucked into bed for the night? I really don't think so. So, what are we going to do? That's a wrap at Truth News Network. Dan Newman here, and I want to say thanks for joining us. Think long. Think hard. Find the answer to those questions for yourself. We'll get back together tomorrow, right here, same spot. TruthNewsNet.org. Till then, so long, everybody.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper?
Never fear.
TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone.
Catch up with the latest news
during your busy day. The Truth News Network.
TNN. TruthNewsNet.org.